This article will be studied during the week of November 9th through 15th. How to Develop an Obedient Heart. Theme text: Grant your servant an obedient heart. 1 Kings 3:9. Song 36: We guard our hearts. Focus: How we can obey Jehovah from our heart.
Paragraph 1. Question: Why might people obey those in authority?
People obey those in authority for a variety of reasons. Many might do so only if they're being watched, or if they want to avoid punishment. When it comes to obeying God, some make a show of obedience to gain prestige, as did the religious leaders in Jesus' day. In contrast, we obey Jehovah because we see the benefits of His guidance. That is a fine motive for showing obedience, but we have an even more important reason to obey Him.
Paragraph 2 question: What is our main reason for obeying Jehovah?
The main reason we obey Jehovah is that we love Him deeply. Our love moves us to be obedient from the heart. Romans 6:17. Love for Jehovah and an obedient heart motivate us to do our best to observe His commands, not just when others are watching or when we see the immediate benefits of doing so, but at all times. Admittedly, our heart is treacherous, so maintaining the right attitude can at times be a challenge. In this article, we will look at two Bible accounts that can help us to develop an obedient heart. First, we will consider the time when Jehovah delivered the Israelites from Egypt. Then, we will look at the fine example of King Jehoshaphat of Judah. First obedient, and then rebellious.
Paragraph 3. Question: How may Jehovah's command to splash blood on the doorposts have tested the Israelites' obedience?
Before Jehovah delivered the Israelites from Egypt, He gave them a command that tested their obedience. To avoid the 10th and final plague, they were to sacrifice a ram or a male goat and splash its blood on the doorposts of their houses. Jehovah would pass over the dwellings marked with the blood and spare the firstborn of man and of beast of each household. However, the Israelites could have been tempted to disobey. Why? They might have feared retaliation from the Egyptians, who considered rams to be sacred. Still, the Israelites saw the urgent need for obedience and did just as Jehovah had commanded. Exodus 12:28. Jehovah blessed them by sparing their firstborn.
The picture for paragraph 3 shows an Israelite father splashing blood on the doorpost while his son holds up a lamp. Other neighboring Israelites do the same. The picture caption reads: The Israelites obeyed Jehovah regardless of how the Egyptians might have reacted. Paragraph 4. Question: What unusual instructions did Jehovah give the Israelites on their way out of Egypt?
That very night the Israelites left Egypt. Jehovah first led them toward the northern end of the Red Sea, but then He gave them instructions that defied human logic. He told them to turn south and encamp between the sea and the mountains. At that campsite, it seemed that they would be trapped between Pharaoh's army that was pursuing them and the Red Sea. Yet, the Israelites once again did as Jehovah had commanded through His servant Moses. But when they saw the Egyptians approaching, they became terrified and even accused Moses of leading them to their death. Why did they begin regretting their decision to obey? And how did Jehovah view their attitude?
Paragraph 5. Question: What did the Israelites fail to do at the Red Sea?
The Bible says that at the Red Sea, the Israelites did not appreciate Jehovah's wonderful works in Egypt or remember His loyal love.
Psalm 106, verse 7, and footnote reads:
Our forefathers in Egypt did not appreciate
or grasp the meaning of
Your wonderful works. They did not remember your abundant loyal love, but they rebelled at the sea, by the Red Sea.
They had observed how Jehovah protected their firstborn during the 10th plague, but they did not fully grasp Jehovah's love for them or trust that he would save them again. Discerning their heart condition, Jehovah said that the people rebelled by the Red Sea. Even though they followed Moses through the Red Sea, they never corrected their attitude. Jehovah ultimately rejected that entire generation of Israelites and did not allow them to enter the Promised Land. What can we learn from their experience? Learn from the Israelites' warning example.
Paragraph 6, question. What will an obedient heart enable us to do?
The Exodus account shows that we need to examine our reasons for obeying Jehovah and those he assigns to lead his people. Do we obey only when we see some immediate benefits? It's possible that some of the Israelites sprinkled the ram's blood on the doorposts simply to save their firstborn. Also, does our obedience depend on what others do? On the night of the Passover, Jehovah gave the Israelites favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. Exodus 12:36. But when the Egyptians later turned against them, the Israelites lost their trust in Jehovah and rebelled. In contrast to their attitude, if we have an obedient heart, we will be moved to trust in Jehovah and in those he has raised up to take the lead.
Jeremiah 23:4 reads,
"And I will raise up over them shepherds who will really shepherd them. They will no longer be afraid or be terrified, and none will be missing," declares Jehovah.
We will follow the direction we receive, even if we do not fully understand all the reasons for it, or if doing so angers those who hate Jehovah. How can we avoid making the same mistakes the Israelites made and develop an obedient heart?
Paragraph 7, question. How will strengthening our love for Jehovah help us to obey him?
Strengthen your love for Jehovah. Our obedience can be tested when we do not see the immediate benefits of theocratic direction or when we face challenges because of our obedience. If that happens, we need to remember that we obey Jehovah primarily because we love him and trust in him. Our love helps us to wait patiently for him and to admit that we may need time to see the good results of our obedience.
Paragraph 8, question. How did two witnesses show their determination to be obedient?
In our time, God's people have set a fine example in being obedient even when they could not see the immediate benefits of doing so. For instance, during the COVID-19 outbreak, congregations were directed to use video conferencing for their meetings. An elder in Peru recalls, "At first, I thought that the direction was not practical for our area. Despite his concerns, he remained determined to obey God and trust in him. The outcome? I saw how Jehovah rewards obedience," he says. Our congregation became stronger and more united. Consider another example. Later in 2020, the organization changed the guidelines for foreign language congregations and groups. When a sister in Japan learned that the group she was serving with would be discontinued, she said, "I want to be obedient to the adjustment and not speak negatively about it. I look forward to seeing the benefits."
Paragraph 9, question. How can we prepare to be obedient despite opposition?
Prepare for opposition. This is especially important to do when it comes to our kingdom preaching work. In many parts of the world, we still enjoy favorable conditions. Even so, our preaching the good news of God's kingdom includes telling others that this wicked system will soon come to an end. We will keep preaching that message until just before this system ends at Armageddon. Moreover, during the Great Tribulation, the message we preach may become more forceful and direct, causing people to decide whether they will accept the kingdom or not. To those who hate Jehovah, our message may seem like an unusually great plague. No doubt they will become enraged, just as Pharaoh had become at the Red Sea. We can prepare for future opposition by being obedient now to the command to preach, despite how others may view us.
The picture for paragraph 9 shows a witness couple in the door-to-door ministry peacefully walking away from angry householders. The picture caption reads, "Our obedience now prepares us to face opposition in the future."
Imitate King Jehoshaphat's obedience.
Paragraph 10. Question. How did King Jehoshaphat feel when he was threatened by invading nations?
The Bible also contains fine examples of individuals who were obedient. For instance, King Jehoshaphat faced three nations that had joined forces in order to wage war against Judah. Understandably, Jehoshaphat and his people were afraid. But the king was not paralyzed by fear. He took action. Imitating what Jehoshaphat did next can help us to develop an obedient heart.
Paragraph 11, question. What did Jehoshaphat do when he became afraid?
Resolve to search for Jehovah and obey him. When Jehoshaphat became afraid, he resolved to search for Jehovah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. Jehoshaphat had already set a pattern of looking to Jehovah for guidance. But in this difficult circumstance, he resolved, or strengthened his determination, to look for Jehovah and obey whatever direction he provided. Jehoshaphat then followed through with a heartfelt prayer.
2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 5 and 6 reads,
"Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of Jehovah before the new courtyard. And he said,
'O Jehovah, the God of our forefathers, are you not God in the heavens? Do you not have dominion over all the kingdoms of the nations? In your hand are power and might, and no one can stand against you.'"
Verses 10 through 12 read,
"Now here are the men of Ammon, Moab, and the mountainous region of Seir, whom you did not allow Israel to invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. They turned away from them and did not annihilate them. Now they are repaying us by coming in to drive us out from your possession that you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless before this large crowd that is coming against us, and we do not know what we should do, but our eyes are toward you."
When we are dealing with stress, let us follow his example. We can resolve to obey Jehovah, search for his guidance through prayer and study, and trust that he will help us.
Paragraph 12, question. How can we strengthen our resolve to obey Jehovah?
Build your Bible knowledge. Jehoshaphat's prayer revealed his depth of knowledge. He understood how Israel had inherited its land through God's promise to Abraham. Jehoshaphat's words were similar to those Solomon had uttered when praying at the inauguration of the temple. Jehoshaphat's knowledge strengthened his trust in Jehovah and his resolve to obey him. To strengthen our resolve, we need to keep building our treasure store by adding new truths to what we already know. As we do, we strengthen our determination to obey Jehovah even during challenging situations.
Paragraph 13. Question. How can humility help us to be obedient?
Cultivate humility. Jehoshaphat's prayer also reflected his humility. As king, he could have been tempted to rely on his strength and ability to handle the threat. Instead, in a public prayer, he humbly acknowledged that Judah needed God's help. The king's humble attitude made it easier for him to accept God's direction. Humility will likewise help us to maintain an obedient heart in any circumstance.
Paragraph 14. Question. How did Jehoshaphat respond to God's instructions?
Consider how your actions affect others. Jehovah answered Jehoshaphat's prayer by giving him clear instructions through the prophet Jahaziel, who told the people that they would not need to fight. Instead, he instructed them, "Take your position, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah in your behalf." The Bible says that Jehoshaphat then bowed low with his face to the ground. At that, all the people fell down to worship Jehovah. The next day, as they went out, the king urged the people to put faith in Jehovah and in his prophets. 2 Chronicles 20:14 through 20.
Paragraph 15. Question. How did Jehoshaphat show the depth of his faith?
Showing the depth of his faith, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing praises as they went out ahead of the armed men. 2 Chronicles 20:21. Jehoshaphat took that step only after he consulted with the people. What a fine example he set in motivating his subjects to trust in Jehovah and be obedient. Jehovah rewarded them by causing the invaders to annihilate one another.
Paragraph 16. Question. What can those in authority learn from Jehoshaphat?
Elders, parents, and others in authority can learn from Jehoshaphat. His heartfelt obedience had a good influence on those under his care. In this regard, he was like King Solomon. When Solomon was faithful, he prayed for an obedient heart. Solomon made this request not for his own benefit, but for the benefit of the people. He wanted to judge them according to Jehovah's way.
1 Kings 3:9 reads,
"So grant your servant an obedient heart to judge your people, to discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this numerous people of yours?"
Jehoshaphat listened humbly to God's prophet, consulted with the people before making an important decision, and encouraged them to obey Jehovah's direction. Wise elders follow his example. They humbly consult God's word, our publications, and other elders before making decisions that affect the congregation. And by word and deed, they persuade God's people to be obedient from their heart. Likewise, parents recognize how their example of obedience, whether positive or negative, affects their children.
The picture for paragraph 16 shows a body of elders discussing the direction and scriptural principles from the article Responding to Sin with Love and Mercy in the August 2024 study edition of The Watchtower. The picture caption reads, "Wise elders listen to Jehovah, to the organization, and to one another." Paragraph 17. Question. Why should we continue to have an obedient heart?
No matter what challenges we might face, when we have an obedient heart, we can count on Jehovah's care and direction. As in Bible times, he will no doubt provide direction through his earthly representatives. And if his instructions seem unusual, we should not be surprised. Jehovah's ways and abilities are far superior to ours. So let us continue to develop an obedient heart. How would you answer? What can we learn from the Israelites' warning example during their exodus from Egypt? How did Jehoshaphat show that he had an obedient heart? What can we learn from Jehoshaphat's example? Song 88, Make Me Know Your Ways. End of article.